Yeah, NAKPP. They have all migrated to this stuff, and some of this cordless stuff is almost more powerful, if not more powerful, than what the air stuff used to be. And I would imagine it's a lot more efficient, you know, because some of these compressors, you know, these are 10, 15, 20 horsepower jobs, and, you know, it takes a lot of watts to push a 20 horsepower electric motor. So, you know, and, you know, but I know when I walked by your shop, your radio shop, you know, they had just a little bitty homebrew, you know, it wasn't even a commercial brew, 5-horse compressor in there. And so that tells me that they, you know, they hardly ever use the thing, because if it was in the old days, you know, that thing would have been toast a long time ago. So, yeah, but yeah, the gist of the story, it ain't a big deal anymore. You know, it used to be when I was in my heyday doing all this stuff, you know, if a compressor went down, you better drop everything and get there. You know, it was like, because we can't do nothing. And now it's, you know, well, whatever, I don't want to pay the emergency call and all that other stuff. So, you know, technology, you know, electronics, us, ham radio, it's all, you know, it's all realmed into one. But it definitely has, even their ratchets now, you know, their flashlights, all the stuff that they carry, it's all cordless stuff. You know, one company makes this really handy electric ratchet. We used to use air ratchets. Now they make the cordless ratchet, and that thing is just amazing too, and it's about the same size as an air device. So very, very impressive. You know, drill a hole, you know, in your instance, you drill a hole on top of a car, you know, odds are it's a freaking cordless drill.